the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. That's who we are, folks. All of us. That is who we are. That song, Divine Exchange, was one that I came across, was given to me as a tape when I was only a very, very young Christian. And I didn't understand it at the time. And as the last 26 years have gone on, I don't know when that song first came out, I'm going to find out afterwards. But as the last 26, Simon? Oh, so I'll find out, yeah. The last 26 years, I've understand what it means. Because the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us. As it was on Jesus. The Jesus took this, didn't he? In the beginning of his ministry, Luke 4, you can read it. He took it, stood up, and said it out. And everybody thought, wow, wonderful. Until he actually started doing the stuff. Hey, whoa, ruffled a few feathers. Wait. This is who we are. And the reason I can say that is because of the divine exchange. Yeah, at the back there, we've got the cross and we were, you know, praying for people or situations or something. We were taking something that was not alive, a stone that was dead, putting it in the water. The life. And there was an exchange on the cross, wasn't there? God took what was not and made it infinitely wonderful. Yeah, because of the new covenant, yes? When we give our life to the Lord, he gave his life to us. And we are in Christ. Where's the hope of glory? In Christ. He put us in Christ. Where did he put Christ? By the Holy Spirit. In us. New heart, new spirit. Put his spirit in our spirit. You have God in you. What more do we want? You know, Linda's talking about it's time for us to go out. Do more out there. None of what Jesus did he did on his own. These are just a few thoughts I'm going to throw at you this morning. It's not a long talk. But there's a few things that are really, really important for me that I want to share with you, because there's a couple of really, really key verses that have really, over the summer, really this year particularly, they're not verses I didn't know, they're verses I did know. But over this summer, God has really been showing me the importance of the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me to do that, you know, what the anointing. We're talking about the anointing. And in 1 John 2:20, it says, we all have an anointing from the Holy One. You have an anointing. If you've given your life to the Lord, you have an anointing. The key is to find out what that anointing is and walk in it and live in it, isn't it? So it took me a very long time to work out all the bits of the jigsaw puzzle that God had put in my life. Because some things I was trying to do very much in my own strength for a long time, because that's all I knew. Yeah, before I knew Christ, I didn't know there was any other way of doing things. I was a strong personality. Hey, you know what I mean by that, don't you? Yeah, someone who knew their mind, someone who knew how to get things done their way. And God showed me a better way. Hallelujah. It's so much more peaceful. It's so much good to be doing things his way, in his strength and in his power and authority, than in my own. Apart from anything else, it works in his. And, you know, it actually works. It's so less frustrating. But while I was trying to work all that out, God was teaching me about the Holy Spirit. So this is what we're talking about here. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. Comes from the Holy Spirit in us, and last week I spoke a lot about that, so I'm not going to go along too much down that. But you see, we all have the Holy Spirit in us. And who's the Holy Spirit? God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. One God, three parts. Part of the mystery. And Jesus was saying in John 5, I just want to read you a couple of little verses from here, because he says this from verse 19. He says, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. This is Jesus we're talking about. The one who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That the Son of God. And he says by himself he could do nothing. So where did he do the miracles from? Where did it all come from? Where did that amazing teaching come from? Where did the fact that crowds followed him come from? Where did the cross come from? Because he said he could do nothing by himself. And if Jesus can do nothing by himself, guess what? I could do nothing by myself either, and neither can you. Yeah? The trouble is, as human beings, we can do a lot. We can do a lot of human being stuff. But actually, we're Christians. We're little Christs. And if we're going to do what Jesus did, do you remember those bands? Yeah, the WWJD, what would Jesus do? Yeah. If we're going to do what Jesus did, and that's what Christians do, isn't it? We live our life as Jesus did. That's the aim. And we're being changed from the inside, from one degree of glory to another. So we start glorious, made in the image of God, full of God. Yes? Yes? That's a starting point. Yeah? Full of God. So when we go out into the world, when we come and meet here on a Sunday morning, when we're with our family, when we're shopping in Tesco's, yeah? When we go to the hospital, when we're praying for people, when we're at work, are we still full of God? Yes. Yes. We're always full of God. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But apart from me, you can do nothing. So how is all this going to come about? How is the kingdom going to come on earth as it is in heaven? It's going to come because of the anointing. Down in verse 30, Jesus said this. He said, by myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just. I do not seek to please myself, but him who sent me. And he started all this off in Luke 4 with, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Because the Lord, big letters, meaning God Almighty, not talking about himself, he's talking about the God Almighty, the great I am, has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Well, that's what I'm doing this morning. Because those who really receive from God know their need of God. And in Matthew 5, that's what it says. Those blessed are the poor. Blessed who know their need of God is the translation of that. We know our need of God, don't we? Well, I certainly do. Yeah, do you know your need of God? Yeah, if you're going to go out and to show people who God is. Yeah, when we go out, what are they going to see? They're going to see you, me. They're going to see God. We want them to see God, don't we? Yeah? So we're going to have to go out in the anointing. But you have an anointing. And the most wonderful thing is it's all different. Because there's only one anointing, but there's many parts. We talk about the body of Christ, don't we? We're all parts of the body of Christ. That great passage in 1 Corinthians 12. Some of us are fingers. Some of us are toes. Some of us are ears. Some of us are eyes. Some of us are mouths. Right? But we all have a role to play in the body. And when we talk about the body, whose body are we talking about? Jesus. Yeah? I mean, it's not rocket science, is it? Yeah, it's Jesus' body. This is us.
The other great, wonderful thing I like about the body of Christ is God chose the foolish things of this world, the weak things of this world, those that are not, to nullify those that are. Have a quick look round. Did he get it right? Yay! It's knowing we have nothing of ourselves as human beings, yes, made in the image of God, but because of Christ in us, the kingdom of God can come on this earth. Jesus could not bring the kingdom of God on this earth by himself. Apart from the Father, he can do nothing, he said. So he couldn't do any of what he did by himself. He needed the anointing. The Spirit of God, the anointing on his life. And what's wonderful about the body of Christ is we're all different. Yesterday I was sitting here. I'm not going to say any names, but I was sitting here yesterday, last week, and there was this wonderful woman of God talking to another gentleman that had come in, and he needed to come in that day. There was something special for him that day here. And as I was listening to her, I was thinking, wow, do you know what? I wish I could do what she's just doing, because she loved on this man in such an amazing way. That actually, I thought, wow, the anointing of God, the compassion, the grace, the mercy, the goodness, the right words were coming out of her mouth. I couldn't possibly have done that. Because so she was operating in her anointing. Very different to my anointing. But still, Jesus. And Jesus came and sat with the three of us. And I was left speechless, really, because I thought, wow, I want to do that. I want to do that. But you see, we've all got an anointing that's particular to us to do what we are called to do, which will be part of the body of Christ. And when we do what he calls us to do in his anointing, he shows up. He comes. Who do people want to meet? We want them to meet him, don't we? Yeah? Well, he's in us. This is what's exciting. And it's not just about ministry. Where does patience come from, folks? Who's got it? Because I want it. Where does peace come from? Real peace, proper peace. The peace that passes all understanding, not just the lack of something happening. Not just a good day where everybody's disappeared and I'm alone in my garden. Not that kind of peace. The kind of peace where you're in a storm. Everything's kicking off. People are shouting at you from all directions. And you are as calm as anything. Full of joy. Full of love. Where's that come from? Comes from the anointing in us. What's the fruit of the Spirit? Where does the love come from for those people that are so annoying? I know there's not many of them, but they just seem to happen to follow you about some days, don't they? Surely I'm not the only one. Surely. Yeah? Where does the love of God come from? Yeah, fruit of the Spirit, love. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Oh, that's just so good, self-control. It's fun. Because right, everything inside you is screaming. And there's a calm exterior that just floats into the situation. Yeah, the self-control. It all comes from the anointing within. It all comes from the Holy Spirit in us. The key here that Jesus found, and he knew how to do it, but he had to learn. He grew in wisdom and understanding and in favor with God and man. He grew in it. He didn't come fully functioning. It took 30 years for Jesus to be ready. Whoa. This is Jesus conceived by the Holy Spirit. Still took 30 years. There's hope yet, folks. Yep. There's hope yet, as long as you've given your life to the Lord and he's divine exchanged his life into you. The kingdom of God is coming to East Norfolk. Because we're here. Right. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you and is in you. The key thing really is accessing it, isn't it? Accessing it. Now, I'm the sort of person that likes to try things out before I fully commit. I like to do the little things first, just to make sure they work before I commit the whole lot. So I practice on the little things. You know, that really frustrating time when you're desperate to talk to somebody, you've been at home all day, especially as a young mum, I remember this, at home all day with the young kids. Patience is wearing thin. You still love them bits, but, you know, you just want to talk to your husband about something that's really, you want to talk to him. You want to just share, especially as a woman, we want to get it out. We want to share our feelings. Husband comes in, he's had a busy, stressful day. What does he want to do? He wants to talk to you. Who's going to talk first? You know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You can start on the little things like that. We don't have to be starting with raising the dead. We'll get to that, you know. Yeah, we will. Jesus said we'll do the greater things, didn't he? We'll get to that. The healing of the sick, we're going to have that as a church. We're called the light of life. Life heals. We're going to see that, and I proclaim that out over this church this morning. We are going to see people come in through that door and get healed during the service. We've seen it. It's going to happen. Because we're the clever people? Because we're the ones really motoring with God? No, because we're anointed. And there is an anointing, there's a corporate anointing and a individual, spiritually anointing. We've all got the anointing. The church is anointed. It's so exciting when you start to see something of who God is. What Jesus did, we will do, and even greater things, he said. Do we believe it? Because if we believe it, we'll see it. We've just got to keep our eyes fixed on him, haven't we? Yeah, look at him, not at all the rubbish that pops up. You know, when the anointing comes in and starts to fire up to the surface comes all the dross first. I've seen it again and again and again. I've seen it in my life. The battle of the flesh and the spirit gets hot because the flesh does not want to give up its position of the one in charge in my life. So the spirit comes up, and of course he's Lord and he's King. The flesh says, whoa, excuse me. I've been leading the way here for 54 years. What do you think you're doing? And the spirit of the sovereign Lord says, excuse me. I'm King and Lord here. And as we were singing this morning, I surrender all. Yeah, we surrender to him. And what happens? He comes through with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. He comes through wisdom, knowledge, works of miracles, faith, hospitality, administrative gifts. They're amazing. See them operating. Yeah, all the gifts of the Spirit will come up. And as they come up, they do stuff. Because they are very, very, very powerful. But it all comes from the anointing. So this morning, I want us, I mean, we have totally free will. So if you really don't want to do this, don't do it. But I think it'd be really lovely if we could all say, and we'll have it up on the screen if it's not already there. Yeah, we'll have it up. Isaiah 61, 1 to 2. Because this is who we are. And I was taught quite early on that the word of God is true. So I have to change my thinking. It's called being renewed in, you know, being renewed in your mind. That's Hebrews, Romans 12:1. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If the word of God is true and I don't believe it, it's me that changes to fit the word of God. That's what I was taught. And it really works. It's really helpful. All right. This is who we are. So I'm going to declare it out over me. You declare it out over you, and anybody else that you want to declare it out over, put their name in there. Right, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. Stop. Any next bit? Go, you did it. Be wonderful.
Excellent. You see, the anointing's working down there in the back.
The next bit in Isaiah 61 is not for now. It's for later at the very end of all things. This is the year of the Lord's favour that we're in. And these are what we're anointed to do. We're anointed to bind up the brokenhearted. You know, how many times have we had a friend that's fallen apart because their world has caved in? Something dreadful has happened and you think, oh my word, how do I help her? How do I help him? The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord will show you what to do, because he's in you. He'll show you what to say. He'll show you what to do. All right? Proclaim freedom for captives. How many people are bound in stuff from the world, stuff that's happened to them? We can proclaim freedom in their lives and they're set free. Right, release from darkness and prisoners. We're talking about those who are unsaved, really. Those who are trapped. Those that don't understand the freedom that God brings. All of this and all the different permeations of that come from the anointing on you. So I'll encourage you this morning. Go and have a look. See where you flourish. What are you passionate about? What works when you ask the Lord to do it through you? What happens when you pray and ask, God, I don't know what to do. Show me. What happens? You know, go and have investigate. Find out what you're particularly anointed for and bring it as a jigsaw piece to the whole body of Christ here in Ormsby and Scrapby, and God will show you how to use it, because it's the year of the Lord's favour on you. Let me just pray. I want to pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we have an anointing from you to bring the kingdom of God here on earth. So, Father, I ask, show us what we're anointed for, how it operates, and then thank you that you will release the kingdom of God on earth through us in the little things as well as the big things. And, Lord, we want to give you all the glory, the praise, the honour, because it's you that we are looking to. It's you we want to see. Thank you, Lord. It's you that will come. Amen.